So Dr. Judy Mikovits, who PhD in biochemistry and molecular biology, has been on a 35-year quest to understand and treat chronic diseases. During that time, she has co-authored seminal papers, culminating at least a decade of research in each of her four fields: immunology, natural products, chemistry, epigenetics, and HIV/AIDS in drug development. She has also co-authored the books Plague, Plague of Corruption, The Case Against Masks, 10 Reasons Why Mask Use Should Be Eliminated, and coming soon, Ending Plague. This is a video, an interview with Dr. Judy Mikovits.
Dr. Judy Mikovits, thank you so much for speaking to me on behalf of the Nation of Islam and for our annual Savior's Day 2021 convention. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Charlene, for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Indeed. So the question I have for you, number one, is what exactly is the mRNA vaccine?
Well, actually, the mRNA inoculation is not a vaccine. It's actually a gene therapy. It's a synthetic piece of RNA from viruses, from SARS-CoV-2 and other viruses, including HIV, which is in and of itself scary. And it is encapsulated in a synthetic lipid nanoparticle that is that contains polyethylene glycol, which is the major component of antifreeze. And so that the lipid particle, the synthetic particle, doesn't break down, because in your immune system, RNA will break down very quickly if exposed to your blood. So this is actually a gene therapy that is injected into, and because it's a nanoparticle, it can go into every cell of the body and release this synthetic gene therapy, which can modify gene expression and is shown really to cause disease. Not the reason I call it not a vaccine is because it does not give any kind of protective immunity or prevent transmission of an infectious agent, not SARS-CoV-2 or any coronavirus. So this is what this shot is. And because of those things I just told you, because it doesn't meet the legal definition of a vaccine, it's actually, and is being used, has not been FDA approved. It's being used under the emergency use authorization, which means it can't be forced on anyone, and coercion of anyone to participate in an experiment is against the Nuremberg, the International Nuremberg Code for Human Experimentation. And in fact, this shot violates all 10 points of the Nuremberg Code for Human Experimentation.
Thank you. Thank you. And what are the dangers of injecting this then? mRNA shot.
Yeah, what we are seeing, the dangers of this, particularly for people of color, the Black population, the Hispanic population, people in the socioeconomic poor subclasses who have inflammatory diseases, are overweight. This targets fat and people with inflammatory diseases, such as the elderly with COPD, rheumatoid arthritis, cardiovascular disease. So the dangers are that they can develop what is called pathogenic priming. And that is that once injected with that shot, if the individual So when you have an inflammatory disease, you have a flame. The word in the middle is flame. So you've already got a fire going on in your body, in your brain, in tissue, in organ systems. So what happens is you are pathogenically primed. If you've ever been exposed to SARS-CoV-2 or any other coronavirus, which the testing shows that many in this country have evidence of infection. So when they get this shot, they're pathogenically primed to expand the fire in an explosive way. So the shot can be like throwing gasoline on a fire. You develop antibody-dependent enhancement. So that means that you've already made an antibody, and that antibody-dependent enhancement means you begin making an autoantibody. It's not a protective antibody, therefore it's not a vaccine, as we just said. So this antibody-dependent enhancement is like literally throwing gasoline on the fire, and you begin attacking your own tissues, which is the definition of autoimmunity. So you don't protect your own tissues, you attack your own tissues. This is particularly dangerous for athletes, because they football players, hockey players, the military, who already have undergone trauma and had many vaccines, because influenza inoculations contain other animal coronaviruses. So they're already pathogenically primed. And we knew this in a very large study by a Dr. Wolf last year. I believe it was Greg Wolf. And this paper in the military showed that, in fact, getting the influenza vaccine could drive you to get COVID-19 and increase by 36%, by one-third your possibility of getting a SARS-CoV-2 infection. So now you will be pathogenically primed, and the next time you see that virus and you won't know it, you can literally die of cardiac arrest or inflammatory diseases on the spot. And that's what we are seeing in nursing homes, in the elderly. None of these people were tested in the clinical trial. Healthy people were tested, and yet this was rolled out, if you will, to the mentally disabled, who already have inflammatory trauma in their brain, psychosis, ADHD, obsessive compulsive disorder, autism, any kind of seizure disorder. And it can be absolutely deadly for the population that they're using it in right now.
Wow, thank you. My next question, it is being said that, quote, herd immunity, unquote, will be achieved when nearly the entire population is vaccinated, right, Dr. Judy? Isn't herd immunity a natural process? And what exactly is herd immunity?
Herd immunity is a natural process whereby if a community has been exposed to the virus, already to a virus or an infectious disease, already has developed immunity to that disease, developed an antibody, neutralizing antibodies, they've already gotten sick and they've gotten well, then they can't pass the disease on. In most cases, they can't pass the infection on. So that's the definition of herd immunity, such that, and in fact, the World Health Organization this year changed the definition of herd immunity from a natural infection to say that only those vaccinated can develop herd immunity. And again, this is under the designation really of criminal fraud, deceptive practices. In fact, because these gene therapies, these inoculations are not vaccines, there is absolutely no way they can develop herd immunity. What they will do is sicken and even kill a significant part of the population, and such that, it has nothing to do with herd immunity. In fact, As I was watching Dr. David E. Martin yesterday, COVID-19 is not even a disease. So you can't develop herd immunity to an infection that doesn't cause a disease. So we're COVID-19 is a series of clinical symptoms, fevers, aches, muscle pain, lung radiologic damage, that have all been redefined now by our Center for Disease Controls as PIC, pneumonia, influenza, and coronaviruses, the flu. Now, there used to only be, the CDC would categorize all of these under the term flu, pneumonia, any upper respiratory infection from any cause. And this year, they've simply added coronaviruses, called it all COVID-19. So that's just a clinical set of symptoms. They tried to make the causal statement, but most of the people testing positive have no clinical presentation, as you know. They're called asymptomatic carriers. So you cannot make a causal statement because most of the people that have that fragment of SARS-CoV-2, again, the PCR test does not measure infectious transmissible virus. It measures a fragment of the RNA, the very same fragment that is in the inoculation, in the gene therapy. So if they're not sick and never before have had infectious virus, then there is no disease. So you can't develop herd immunity to an infectious agent which isn't spreading through the world naturally, and is only a fragment of that virus expressed in the inoculation. It's the vaccine is not like normal vaccines. The traditional vaccines are a weakened or attenuated virus, like the flu vaccines. They're influenza A, influenza B, and usually another strain that is prevalent that season. They're weakened such that you only get a little sick and you develop that that protective immunity and prevent transmission. So vaccines can temporarily develop herd immunity, meaning from acute infection of the latest strains, but only a natural infection with a natural RNA virus has ever developed lifelong immunity. And the example of that is measles. I've had a natural measles infection. I have lifelong immunity. We're all exposed to coronaviruses every year. That's why most of us, when exposed to SARS-CoV-2, have no symptoms whatsoever. And by definition, COVID-19 is not a disease and SARS-CoV-2 is not a causative agent.
Dr. Judy, thank you so much. Would you like to add anything?
Just that it's really my honor to speak for the Nation of Islam. It's been reported that the Black community is 2 to 4 times more susceptible to this infection and this disease, and therefore this vaccine is good for them, and that, you know, our world and our government is trying to help you in particular, and nothing could be further from the truth. And I'm just saddened that the people are being deceived in this manner. So by these deceptive practices, which are actually against the Federal Trade Commission. So thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to educate the nation.
Thank you. It is our pleasure, and we look forward to speaking to you again soon, Dr. Judy Mikovits. Have a great day.
You too, Charlene. Thank you.
Peace and blessings.
Wow.